Strange Adventure. Motorcycle Officer Jim Branham reported for duty as usual, expecting to patrol his regular territory. But as he made ready to wheel out of the station, his captain stopped him.
Hey, Jim, your promotion went through, son. You're now Sergeant Branham. You can even take time off this morning to have the chevron sewn onto your sleeves.
Jim glowed with pride. At last, his good work had won recognition.
As soon as you get that done, son, here's a special job for you. Out in the Wyvern District, there's a speed demon that none of the boys have been able to catch. Every afternoon, he zips down Wyvern Boulevard on a hopped-up motorcycle. Now, he's got to be stopped before he kills somebody or kills himself.
Jim spent some time getting the lay of the land where he intended to apprehend the speed demon. The boulevard was on a long hill and had a small business district about halfway down the slope. On the corner was a drugstore, then a restaurant, a couple of more stores, and a toy shop on an alley about the middle of the block. At first, Jim thought he'd wait in the alley and dash out after the speed demon when he was passed. On second thought, however, he abandoned that idea because he might lose too much time turning into the street. Jim took a position along the curb at the top of the hill. He kept his motor idling, so all he'd have to do was kick it in when his prey showed up. He waited well into the day. Several times he was tempted to leave his spot and give a ticket to some motorist who was slightly exceeding the speed limit, but no, he sat tight, afraid that while he was busy with a borderline violator, the demon would get away. The afternoon sun had added a shade to the tan on the back of Jim's neck when a sound like a string of firecrackers exploding struck his ears. As it drew nearer, he crouched over his handlebars, tense as a bowstring, determined to prove that he was worth his new chevrons. The popping speed demon drew abreast and headed down the hill. Jim gave his siren a kick and followed, almost touching the speeder's rear tire. The man ahead knew in a flash that he couldn't pull away from Jim. He applied the brake and spun the front wheel, skidding into the alley. The front wheel of the motorcycle smashed against the toy store, but luckily the speed demon was thrown free. Jim was taken by surprise. He attempted to make the turn. His cycle crashed into the wreckage of the one ahead. Jim felt himself flying spread eagle through the air. Jim sprawled on the sidewalk, skidding into the display of coaster wagons and tricycles. He was battered and tattered, but no bones were broken. He struggled to his feet in time to see that the speed demon had but a few scratches and was shooting down the hill on one of the wheel toys. Jim tried to catch the man, but his torn and bruised knees wouldn't let him run fast enough. He refused to call an ambulance. Bitter with disappointment, he forced himself to walk to the police station. The captain stared as Jim faced him.
Hey, what happened, son? You look pretty badly smashed up.
Jim's voice was dull when he replied,
The worst thing that's smashed up is my good record, sir. I guess I better turn in my chevrons. I certainly don't deserve them after today. You surely don't want a sergeant who couldn't catch a guy making his getaway on a kiddie car.
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Superior Steam, our next tale of Strange Adventure.